Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in cantorial and other Jewish music. And guess what? This is show Double Chai, show 36. Wow. Time flies by very fast when you're having a good time. Yeah, 36 programs ago, I started this internet program, and it's something that's growing, and I am welcoming you and your friends and your family and your associates to the program. You know that the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis. We'll have a continuation this week of a new segment that I started last week called the GCL segment. That's the Guest Chazonist Lover. Guest Chazonist Lover. This week it'll be our dear friend Paul Schneck, and we'll get to that during the second hour. And let's get right to the music. The first few selections will feature songs from Hasidic song festivals, Israeli Hasidic song festivals from the early 70s. And we'll be starting with Yigal Bashan with Al Shalosh Devarim. So let's get right to the music.
Shlosha devarim, haolam, haolam omed. חסדים על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים על גמילות חסדים.
That was Yigal Bashan with Al Shlosha Devarim. As I mentioned at the beginning, these first three selections are from the Hasidic song festivals of the early 70s. And those of you who know, I got started with this hobby in 1977 when the festivals were going full steam ahead, the Israeli Song Festival, the Hasidic Song Festivals, Sephardic Song Festivals and the like. And it's much to my dismay, this music has gone by the wayside in Israel. You just don't find what I would call the Jewish sound. Let's see, Larry Gordon's old show, what was that called? The Hebrew and Jewish Sound. Yeah, there was a certain sound which seems to have disappeared. And you've heard my lament, so I'm not going to start it all over again. Anyway, welcome back, Saul. I know you had a great trip visiting the grandchildren down in Virginia. And thanks for letting me know that the signals are coming through loud and clear. Let's go to our next selection from the early 70s, the Hasidic Song Festivals. This is Danny Golan with Yivorechacha.
Yevarechecha Hashem mitzion Ur'eh betuv Yerushalayim Yevarechecha Hashem mitzion Kol yemei yemei chayecha Ur'eh banim levanecha Shalom al Yisrael Evanim levanecha shalom al Israel Ur evanim levanecha shalom al Israel Ur evanim levanecha shalom al Israel Yevarechecha Hashem mitzion Ur'e betuv Yerushalayim Yevarechecha Hashem mitzion Kol yemei yemei chayecha Ur'e banim levanecha Shalom al Yisrael Ur'e banim levanecha Shalom al Yisrael Banim levanecha Shalom al Israel Ur'eh banim levanecha Shalom al Israel Ur'eh banim levanecha Shalom al Israel
I'm working with some new equipment, so if there's a 2 or 3 second delay, you'll know that I'm just getting used to working with some new equipment. For those of you who tuned in prior to 9 o'clock, you know, as my custom is to start playing a particular CD or tape or whatever around 8:30 or so, just to make sure that everything is working, that all the dials are correct. And also to warm you up, it's not on the archive, but I was so pleased. This is a new album that I played during the first 30 minutes. It's from 8:30 to 9. It's the Shlomi Daskal volume Relax. Yes, and I was relaxing. It was very, very comfortable, very, very sweet music, if you will. Okay, last selection now from the early 70s. This is the duo, Darom Duo, the duo Darom. Okay, and this is Ose Shalom.
Shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel ve imru imru amen. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Israel. Ya'ase shalom, ya'ase shalom.
Shalom al Yisrael, for sure. Ose Shalom. Well, let's go back to 1981 to volume number 2 of Ruach and Shalom Aleichem. Wow, all these songs about peace. Yes, where is it? It's certainly in our dreams, for sure.
Shalom aleichem, malachei hashares, malachei elyon, mi melech malachei hamalachim, hakadosh baruch hu. Shalom aleichem, malachei hashares, malachei elyon, mi melech malachei hamalachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, malachei el-yon, mi-melech malachei ha-melachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem l'shalom, malachei ha-shalom, porchuni le shalom malachei ha shalom malachei elyon mi melech malachei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu porchuni le shalom malachei ha shalom malachei elyon mi melech malachei hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teischem L'Shalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei Elyon Mimelech Malachei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teischem L'Shalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I really like that. I hope that you enjoyed that also. That was Volume 2 of Ruach from 1981. Well, this is going to date you. I know that there's a few of you who are with me up in the years, and many young people are listening. They never heard of Johnny Pulio. Johnny Pulio, who was he? Oh, he was a short guy who played the harmonica, and he had a group called the Harmonicats. This will really date you. This is from a 1961 album. I pulled it out the other day, and I just thought I'd have some fun. You don't even know what a harmonica is, do you? Oh, well, okay. Let's hear. This is Johnny Pulio and the Harmonicats, and we're going to hear two selections. This is Bamir Bistashane. Johnny Pulio, let's hear one more quick selection. This is the Greena Kazina. This is the Harmonicats, 1961 recording. Thank you. The Harmonic Cats. Do you recall them? So I think they were on Ed Sullivan, if I'm not mistaken. It's hard to say. Anyway, that was Johnny Puglio and the Harmonic Cats. Okay, you're familiar with the Rechnitzer Reject albums. They came out 10 years ago or so. There were a whole series of 6 or 8 of them. I played a few selections, but there's no question that the classic is the one that's sung by Seymour and Seymour Rockoff. And he was so, so creative, wasn't he? So this is dedicated to some of you who may either be living in Borough Park, or many of you are from Borough Park. Everybody's from Brooklyn, that's for sure. But dedicated to the Borough Park Knicks. If you haven't heard this before, it's in Yiddish, and it's from the Rechnitzer Rejects, and I will be giving the translation for those of you who may not understand Yiddish. My Yiddish isn't that great, but I do have a translation, so here it is. This is, and you might be familiar with the tune. Yes.
Schoen zweite nicht, ich fuhr zurück, zurück zu dir, mein Teierer, mein Borough Park.
It's time that I went back to my dear Borough Park.
Mein Herz ist nicht schwer, ich sorg dich nicht mehr, seit ich fuhr heim zu ein.
Finally, I'm returning home to you, Borough Park. Where Shabbos and holidays are not work. Where Jews read a page day and night. Tell everyone the word. You're my place. I take it you knew what that was.
Sag alle mein Freund.
Tell all my friends.
A Woch und heim.
A week from now.
Ich kauf a condominium in Borough Park.
I'm buying a condominium in Borough Park.
Mit Schlafzimmer 4.
4 bedrooms.
Und 2 Chandeliers.
2 Chandeliers.
Fahr mir wettlichtig freilich sein in Borough Park.
It'll be wonderful in Borough Park.
Es ist mir finster, kalt wie Winter, wo ich bin. Es fällt da heilige Flamme, das jüdisch in Tam. Daunen in Schottlin, in Heinstück und Brooklyn. Sog jeden dem Port.
Tell everyone. You are my place.
Ich denk noch eich mein golden
I pine for you, my golden Borough Park.
Mein Lieb ist treu und stark.
My love is true and strong.
Nicht ganz New York.
I don't need all of New York. Well, I hope you didn't mind my translation. I got to figure out how to do that in the future. So I guess I just play it through and then give the translation. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. That was Seymour Rockoff, one of the early Rechnitzer rejects. And you certainly have heard me play some other parts of those really very humorous selections, many of them created by the very talented Seymour Rockoff. Okay, back to the other music. Let's hear Mordechai Ben David, and this is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim.
בשישה ברא ברוב חוכמה ובשביעי שבת בתנאי שבו יבוא עם בני אבות ויקיים מצוות ובזכותם הכל כדאי קרוב לשנת אלפיים נבקעו שמיים עם הנבחר קיבל תורה העניק לנו כנדוניה הארץ הקדושה כבראשית המחשבה בים ובמדבר תמיד ניסים גלויים אין מצב הפחד על כל העמים חומות יריחו בתקיעת שופר נפלו את ארץ ישראל מן החומה אז גאלו ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך לעולם עד בתחיינו לבית המקדש נעלה עוד בימינו ארץ אבותינו ושלנו היא לעד גד הרמוריה, מקום העקדה קמת דוד בכסף רב אחריו שמלך שלמה בנה בחוכמתו מקדש פאר כולו זהב הגיעו כל מלכי עולם השתחוו כולם לכל עליון גדול נורא בעבודת הכהנים שירת הלוויים קיבלו העם בני שכינה אך מפני חטאינו פריקת העול גלינו מארצנו החריבו את הכל נשינו וטבינו לטבח כמו צון על נהרות בבל בחינו וזוכרנו את ציון ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך לעולם עד בינינו לבית המקדש נעלה עוד בימינו ארץ אבותינו ושלנו היא לעד ירושלים עד ירושתנו לא נעזבך אלפי שנים, תקופות של משברים הלב פועם אינו מבין צערות קשות ממש נורא מיליונים בשואה ובכל זאת ליבי מאמין מאמין שעוד יבוא היום עוד ישמע פתאום כל השופר ממרחקים יקומו לתחיית עולם גם האבות כולם ישובו בשמחת בנים משמיים בית מקדש ירד בנוי באש עם ישראל מעולם לא התייאש יום שהוא כולו שבת ועוד מעט ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד
Shalom. Mordechai ben David. Early Mordechai ben David, I guess. And you know that Mordechai's family name is Werdiger. And you're familiar with David Werdiger. That's the father, cantor David Werdiger. So Mordechai ben David, Mordechai Werdiger, the son of David Werdiger. And Mordechai's son is Yidel, and his brother is Mendy Werdiger of mostly music fame. And I was in touch with Mendy today. Actually, I emailed him reminding him that we are going to be doing a program, a one-hour program about the Werdigers, and what a great family that is in terms of Jewish music. So that's coming down the road, hopefully in the next few weeks or so. Got a lot of interesting specials lined up. Leibler Waldman. Oh, yes, I'm going to play the Malofsky two-hour special sometime in the near future. And I was in touch with Cantor Eliezer Shulman's son. We're going to do a special on Cantor Shulman. Well, more about that perhaps on the second hour. But let's get back to the music. And this is Avram Fried with Si'i Soriv.
Saviv einayich ure'i Kulom nikbitzu v'ulom Bonayich meirochoik yavovoyu Uvnoisayich altzatei omano Ayayay, seyi saviv einayich ure'i Kulom nikbitzu v'ulom
Sovi
ve'nayich,
ureyim,
sovi ve'nayich,
kulom
Oh, I love that music. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it. That was Avram Fried. And I was mentioning some specials that are planned and some rebroadcasts. I did an interview in the early 90s with Bensian Shankar, and I was speaking with him last night, and we were reminiscing about that. And again, that's going to come up also. It was a very interesting interview, and he gave me a tape of him singing when he was 12 years old. I know that some of you like to hear some of the young people singing, and you'll get a real kick out of hearing Bensian Shankar at the age of 12. I think he was 12 or 13 years old. Let's go back to an early rabbi's son's selection, and this is Shomer Yisrael, the rabbi's sons.
La 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 la.
Well, at least I got the group right. It was the Rabbi's Sons. Of course, that was not Shomer Yisrael. And let's see. Are we going to have another selection coming up soon? I don't know. Okay. Taking a break from music for just a few minutes. This is a great art. I was in Israel around 1996 and reading the Jerusalem Post, and a rabbi, Emmanuel Feldman, who was formerly a rabbi in Atlanta, Georgia, and who was living in Jerusalem at the time that this was published, this really caught my eye, and it's entitled, "It's a Little Cramped, But at Least It's Home." And the subtitle is, "The Jews Need Wander No More Now That They Have Been Awarded Undisputed Sovereignty Over Most of Jerusalem's Central Bus Station." This is by Rabbi Emmanuel Feldman. In 1996, it finally happened. Israel and Syria signed a treaty giving Israel undisputed sovereignty over Jerusalem's newly reconstructed central bus station, including one outgoing lane. President Clinton, in a ceremony on the White House lawn, praised Israel for not allowing petty details like territory to stand in the way of peace, adding that, quote, "To attain full jurisdiction over this revered bus station is a fitting climax to the history of the wandering Jew," end of quote. Prime Minister Rabin declared, quote, "It's been a long journey, but we finally have a homeland the world can live with, and the outgoing lane will guarantee safe passage if we have to wander again," end of quote. Hafez Assad publicly renounced all attempts to wrest land by terrorism, since it was much easier to do so by negotiation. He pledged that those Jews who could not be squeezed into the bus station would be repatriated to friendly regimes such as Syria and Iraq. Shimon Peres stated that, quote, "This accord proves to all the world that for us, land for peace is not just a slogan. Unfortunately, we have no more land to surrender. But if we did, we would give that up too. We hope the world will now see what really fine people we are once you get to know us," end of quote. Then Assad declared that it was intolerable for a foreign power to have full sovereignty over so hallowed an Arab site as the Jerusalem bus station. But as a gesture of goodwill, he would allow Israel to retain a lower level plus the concession stand since, quote, "They do so well at concessions," end of quote. Peres agreed, "The fewer buses we have, the more difficult it will be for terrorists to attack them." The world was ecstatic. The New York Times declared that, quote, "Assad is to be commended for having the patience to overcome paranoid Israeli fears," end of quote. Said Haaretz, quote, "No longer will we have to dominate other people through might and power," end of quote. Myriv's cover featured a full-color picture of the new compact bus station under a banner headline, "If you will it, it is no dream." In the Knesset, Rabin was challenged about the bus station referendum he had promised. "I will hold it," he pledged, "the day after the implementation of the treaty. Stop whining," he added. Shulamit Aloni was livid at the opposition. Quote, "Only the Haredim are opposed to peace. It will serve them right to have to live in a crowded bus station. Who tells them to have such large families? We have pledged to build a brand new Western Wall at the Western Wall of the station, and they're still not satisfied." End of quote. Intoned Peres, quote, "It is always the religious who oppose progress. They are living in medieval times. They should come into the 20th century where there is compromise and tolerance. I have read the Bible, and nowhere does God promised the Jews both upper and lower levels of bus stations. Any religious Jew who doesn't like it can go back to Brooklyn, end of quote. Terror intensified. As a goodwill gesture, the government gave Syria 50 military trucks. It also released 400 convicted terrorists and changed the words of Hatikva so that Arab sensibilities would not be offended. As anti-government demonstrations erupted, the Knesset pushed through a bill sponsored by the Party to Prevent Religious Coercion, labeling all anti-government statements subversive. All protesters were placed under house arrest. Terror increased. Peres flew off to Damascus. 2 days later, he returned in triumph. Quote, "In my hand are 25 post-dated letters from the president in which he regrets in advance the next 25 terrorist attacks. No longer need we worry whether we have his regrets, for I hold them firmly in my hand. And as an additional good faith gesture, he has pledged that as soon as we run out of these, he will issue new ones. He is prepared to do this for as long as necessary." End of quote. The next day, Syria declared that the term central, as in central bus station, was offensive to Arab sensibilities. He demanded that the new Jewish homeland be known as the final station, Tachana Sofit. Rabin's response was unequivocal. "We must not falter over a mere name after finally striving at a solution." Quote, "But I faithfully vow this lower level of our beloved bus station, which carries so many memories for all of us, will forever remain eternal and undivided." End of quote. Wow. What a great a great parody by Rabbi Emanuel Feldman. It's a little cramped, but at least it's home. Oh, God. Oh, how do we survive? How do we survive? Okay, it's time to go back to the Adon Olam Marathon. You know that we had one for Lecha Dodi. I played, I don't know, 20 or 30 versions. Not that many for Adon Olam, but let's go to the classic Uzi Hitman. We did start it last week with, I think it was Dudu Fischer and Colin Shachet. But let's hear the classic original, well, not the original version, but the Uzi Hitman's version of Adon Olam.
אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא את נעשה בחפצו כל אזי מלך, אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובד והוא יהיה בתפארת אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נשא בחפצו כל אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא והוא היה והוא והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נשא בחפצו כל אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובד בתפארה והוא היה והוא עובד בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא בחפצו כל
אזי מלך, אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי לבנות הכל לבדו למלוך נורא, והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה והוא יהיה ותפארה. אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, לעת נשא בחרץ הכל אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי לבדו עם לוח נורא, והוא היה והוא והוא יהיה בתפארה. אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא, לעת נשא בחרץ הכל אזי מלך שמו נקרא. ואחרי לבנות הכל לבדו עם לוח נורא, והוא היה והוא עובד בתפארה, והוא היה והוא עובד בתפארה.
From the Hasidic Song Festivals, that was Uzi Hitman with Adon Olam. And I would say, as a fitting postscript to the Central Bus Station article, if you will, let's go back to 1983. And this is Safam. For those of you who are not familiar with Safam, a wonderful group out of Boston, a lot of Jerseyites. And this is a classic of theirs. This is Yamit.
In Yamit, the sun is setting and the shadows start to grow. The soldiers come, we are not ready. We never thought we'd have to go. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Across these sands, our forefathers walk along for 40 years to reach the land that they were promised. They filled the desert with their tears. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day and we'll remember Yamit. A boy of 10 just sits and cries. Birthplace struck before his eyes. His father speaks of sacrifice. His sister sitting in the sand, she is too young to understand. She asks her mother, can we ever go back again? Can we ever go back again? In Yamit, there is a schoolyard where the children used to play. The pavement cracks, the buildings crumble, and soon the sand will have its way. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day and we'll remember Yamit. Thank you. And now the desert people scatter and leave you silent as before. A thousand years, what will it matter? Only the sign I will endure. Oh, Yavi, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yavi.